This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress wants to force all automakers to achieve greater fuel economy, even at the sacrifice of safety. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you still never met a federal regulation you didn't like. Now you want to raise the average fuel economy of cars from 27 miles a gallon to over 40 miles a gallon. It's going to be a real dogfight between federal law and the law of physics. Ted, even Isaac Newton could tell you that for every action, there's a reaction. In this case, stricter fuel standards will force Detroit to build lighter, cheaper cars that will surely sacrifice safety. Sure, you'll save a couple of gallons of gas, but the price will be paid in human life. The Department of Transportation estimates that downsizing of cars would result in 2,000 additional auto deaths and 20,000 more injuries per year. Ted, let's hope an apple falls on your noggin before it's too late. It would make apple butter. Wise up to safety is smarter.
Al, you're not firing on all cylinders. You fell hook, line, and sinker for those warmed-over arguments of the gas guzzlers. They've cried wolf before. They thought the world was coming to an end in the 1970s, when all Congress did was require cars to get better mileage after the Arab oil embargo. Detroit met that challenge. From an average 13 miles a gallon in 1974, the figure rose to 27 miles a gallon now. As we learned in the Persian Gulf, excessive dependence on foreign oil threatens national security. We don't declare war on every two-bit dictator, just those who threaten our oil supply. Don't be fooled by the auto industry scare figures, claiming that better gas mileage will make cars too small to be safe. According to Ralph Nader, mileage doubled since 1974, but traffic fatalities dropped 40%. Detroit can build safe and efficient cars, Al, but not until Congress tells them to do so. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on those giant trucks endangering our highways. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.